We'll now call up Senate Amendment 5206. The Senator from Osceola, Senator Johnson, you are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, friends and colleagues of the Senate, Senate Amendment 5206 has two actions. It deals with state funds that go into our Medicaid spending that is included in this bill, and then also goes to the Iowa Care portion of the bill. It's a very simple bill. We've seen this issue before. It would prohibit funds from being used to fund the performance of any abortions in the state of Iowa. I recently did a search of polling data on this issue, and although I was unsuccessful in finding a recent poll in Iowa, I can all give you some examples of what the poll responses were in other states in the heartland of the of America. In Indiana, 80% of respondents oppose using tax dollars to pay for abortions, with 69% strongly opposing. In Michigan, 78% opposing using tax dollars to pay for abortions, 60% strongly opposing. In North Dakota, 80% opposing and 62% strongly opposing. And in Ohio, 80% opposing, 65% strongly opposing. Poll after poll has shown that the American people are opposed to the use of tax dollars to fund abortions. That ends my opening comments. I'm willing to take any questions, Mr. President.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Hatch. You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. What I didn't hear from Senator Johnson was a poll from Iowa. I suspect that I could find polls from every one of those states and a poll from Iowa that would ask a question and give you the opposite of what you heard today. That's really not the problem, or it shouldn't even be a guide for us. This is a personal decision, one based on conscience. Polls to me don't matter when you have those kinds of questions that come in front of this body. What we have is a constitutional issue and a moral issue. Let me talk to you only on the constitutional issue. The moral issue is private and should be your own. What this would do would be amend the current Medicaid abortion language and simply say Medicaid may not pay for abortions. Zero. It doesn't go beyond, it goes beyond that. This would put Iowa in non-compliance with federal law, specifically the Hyde Amendment, and it would prohibit payments for all abortions. So it would not be covering the life of the mother, rape or incest. An extreme position that you are taking in the name of what, legally, I don't know. When you're out of compliance with CMS, which is the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services, you put Iowa at risk at receiving no federal money for any Medicaid. Now, are you willing to put this state at risk with an amendment that you don't know the consequences are? Are you willing to take over $1.5 billion of federal dollars away from the health and safety of every woman, every child, every family involved in Medicaid throughout the state? If that's what you're willing to do, because you have a moral obligation, an objection, that's fine. That is your responsibility as an elected official. The federal government and federal law and the Constitution say differently. But this is not about that. So I just urge you to reject this amendment and to stop this kind of social agenda and a bill that we're trying to bring people together, keep families together. So I urge you to vote against this amendment. Thank you.
Is there further discussion on Amendment 5206? Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Zaun.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Hatch, you asked if we are willing on many different questions to be have this discussion, and absolutely we should be having this discussion. I want to remind the body that about a month ago, we passed legislation that authorized a birth certificate when a life has ended, you know, earlier in the pregnancy. And we recognize that there was a life, and I think that was a great step. So I think this is a very, very important issue. I understand that this bill that we're talking about is very broad, and there is a lot of components that are very important to so many Iowans. But we need to have this discussion. And like I said, we as a body recognize that there is a life, or we wouldn't have approved the legislation to recognize that through a birth certificate. Thank you, Mr. President.
Is there further discussion? Chair recognizes Senator from Warren, Senator Sorensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would Senator Hatch yield?
Would Senator yield?
Certainly.
Senator Hatch, I'm just curious, how many babies are you willing to slaughter, dismember, and throw in a garbage can for $1 billion?
Point of order. The question's out of order. There's no question on the chair. It's asking one of our members a ridiculous question that's not in order in this
chamber. I think it's pretty ridiculous.
It's not
Mr.
in order
President.
In this
Mr.
chamber,
President,
Senator.
Mr. President, I think it's pretty ridiculous to claim that we can't save unborn babies for $1 billion. Thank you.
The point's well taken. The question's out of order. Is there further discussion on this amendment, 5206? Seeing none, return to the Senator from Osceola, Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, friends and colleagues of the Senate, and particularly Senator Hatch, I think I could have called a point of order in my opening comments. If you would review them, I never made this a social issue, a moral issue. I'm talking about an issue that matters to not just Iowans, but Americans across the country. I stayed on that message, and that's what this bill is intended to do, is to stop the use of taxpayer money to fund abortions. I'm glad you brought up former Illinois Congressman, the late Henry Hyde. In a speech on the congressional floor, on the House floor, on September 19, 1996, he said, "One of the great errors of modern politics is our foolish attempt to separate our private consciences from our public acts, and it cannot be done." I could have cited that in my opening comments, but since you brought up the matter of conscience, I just thought I'd read that back to you, Senator Hatch. I would simply move Senate Amendment 5206 and ask for a record.
The Senator from Osceola moves Senate Amendment 5206, Senate File 2336, asks for a record. Secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote. No. Senator Courtney votes no. Senator Sodders votes no. Senator Quirnbach votes no. Who hasn't voted? Senator Shelgren votes aye. Senator Bacon votes aye. As every senator voted, every senator has voted, the secretary will close the voting system, lock the voting system, and record your vote. The Senate will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting yes, 22, no, 25. The amendment lost. We'll now call up Amendment 5207 and recognize the Senator from Osceola, Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, friends and colleagues of the Senate, this is a bill that expands the previous amendment that was turned down by the Senate here. Before I start, I just want to, because there were questions of legality and constitutionality raised in the previous discussion, would remind everybody about the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. What this amendment would do would, in a similar, it has similar language there about not having public funds pay for abortions in this state, but also that state funds that are included in this bill could not be used to distribute funds for family planning services to any entity that performs abortions in this state or that maintains or operates a facility where abortions are performed in this state. Distribution of state funds includes any expenditure, award, or other distribution of state funds for family planning services. That ends my opening comments. I'd be happy to take questions.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes Senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I rise in opposition to Senate Amendment 5207. My concern about this amendment is that we're going to undermine the ability of women in our state to get basic primary care services. I think this amendment is mostly targeted at Planned Parenthood, but I would say there are other providers in this state that provide services, family planning services to women that happen to include some of our hospitals that may on occasion perform abortions. Family planning services include annual exams, things like pap smears, cancer screening, STD testing, and simple things like blood pressure, basic primary care provided to thousands of Iowa women would be in jeopardy, Mr. President, if we were to pass this bill. It's time to trust women to make their own choices about their health care providers. It's time to stop the Republican war on women. I urge you to vote this amendment down.
Is there further discussion on Senate Amendment 5207? Seeing none, return to the Senator from Osceola, Senator Johnson, for final remarks.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, friends and colleagues, I'm disappointed in this rhetoric that I'm hearing from the other side of the aisle. There's no war. You know, that's become a campaign slogan now that's been used repeatedly, and it has no place here in the Iowa Senate. I would move Senate Amendment 5207 and call for a record.
The Senator from Osceola moves Senate Amendment 5207, Senate File 2336, and asks for a record. Secretary will open the voting system and receive your votes. Senator Courtney votes no. Senator Kornbach votes no. Senator Sodders votes no. Senator Beal votes no. Senator Smith votes aye. Senator Senator Bain votes aye. Senator Dix votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary will close the voting system, lock the voting system, and record your vote in the Senate. Pay attention. Result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 22, no, 25. The amendment lost.